Welcome to 321 Go the podcast. I'm John Pelkey.
And I'm Carissa Galloway, and we're bringing you stories from start to finish to keep the everyday athlete motivated to keep moving towards the next finish. Our first Patreon giveaway happening in October. Our first Patreon virtual happy hour happening October 3rd. Look in the show notes for how to support us and join. But just thank you for listening. You guys are awesome. We can't wait to see you soon at Wine and Dine. And let's do this. All right, Johnny, it's good to see you. I'm getting excited because we're getting I got to see you at Epcot and we're getting close to the meat of race season. It's exciting.
It is very exciting seeing a lot of people chattering online about it. I mean, I think some people got a little appetizer for our season with you out for Halloween in Disneyland. So, yeah, it's very, very exciting. What was really exciting for us, though,
is we got to relive an experience. We actually are going to be paid to be back.
finally got our contract, but we kind of knew that. What we didn't know a couple months ago was whether or not we'd do a Wine and Dine video shoot, because we didn't last year for whatever reason. But we were able to go back to the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival and put a little preview video on for the post-race party.
And I call it the best day of the year, because food and wine. Now, those newbies who are new to Disney, food and wine has evolved from what it was 15 years ago. It was this very short festival. You had to make sure you put it on the calendar. You guys went. Epcot has become a drink around the world all the time kind of place. And I'm not judging that. It's just the festival has evolved. It's gotten busier. It's gotten bigger. So I do know how many years ago it was, because I was pregnant with Claire for one of them, which was in 2015, and we had done it before, maybe 1 or 2 years. So this has been going on off and on for 10 years, I think.
Yeah, I think it was about 2013, 2014 sounds right.
And they were you guys are going to come to a video shoot it at Epcot. We're like, awesome. And then they're like, you just get to pick what you want to eat and drink.
Yeah, and we assumed, having been through these sort of things before, that we would hold the food for the camera, and then it would be taken away from us immediately. And we would move on to the next holding. But they actually allow us to eat and drink, including adult beverages.
Adult beverages, which has proved more fun some years than others. I can tell you which videos were a little bit we'd enjoyed.
We paced ourselves this year a little more than
normal. We did. I had to get up and get on a flight at 8 a.m. And I think we were a little bit more focused this year. So I'm sorry that you won't get any crazy outtakes. But I think there's still some pretty funny moments in it.
Yeah, it's been pretty funny moments, some new foods. We got to try some different things this year. And I tell you, just wandering around, I mean, it is, to your point, it has gone from maybe, I'm just going to throw a month-long, lovely little snack kiosk thing into a full-on all-park production with multiple kiosks, a lot of different experiences out there, and it will make for a great post-race party.
It will, yes. You guys, if you're a spectator, make sure they come, because it's going to be really cool to be there. Tracy Wu showed up, which was weird.
Well, she says she just happened to be there.
Drinking a margarita.
I'm going to think maybe Tracy knew we were filming.
Maybe, and she just wanted to, and then we just, she makes it, maybe she'll make a cameo. We don't know. We're not editing.
Possibly.
The other inside baseball I want to give you guys for listeners, it's a listener exclusive tip for when you're watching the Wine and Dine video, is that when John is in Germany, he started with a full sausage. But the take you guys will probably see is John finishing the sausage, because and it wasn't John's fault that it took so many takes. We say things, we're not scripted, and then someone inevitably says that you can't use that.
Legal will never allow that one.
So John's sausage, you guys may only get to see the last bite of it.
Yeah, I made, and boy, I tell you, the double entendres of that entire thing that you just said are just... I will leave them out there for everybody else. But yeah, I got through the whole bratwurst. Not because I was hungry, but because they kept saying, nope, Can't say that. So.
And the other funny thing I thought about this is we posted on social media that, you know, that was the day we announced that I announced that we had gotten our contracts and we were back. And so many people made comments about it being the Advent Health video. They were excited for a new, and we don't know if that one was retired. You will never see. Someone was like, does John get the door open? I also have a variety of conditions.
That's going to follow me around. If I ever made it like famous and I was on Colbert or something, it'd be like, hey, you know, we have some of your early work. And they'd show that and it would be,
Could you please just?
I'm a theater actor, people.
One more time, can we hear, I have a variety of conditions.
I have a variety of conditions.
It's never good.
That was my read. It's
so I actually felt like we're disappointing people with this video, possibly.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say it doesn't have the physical comedy that the Advent Health did. But, I mean, that makes sense when you think about Advent Health, you know, physical therapists. And so I don't think it has quite the physical comedy. Hopefully it will be entertaining and informative. If it's not, take our word for it. Post-race party is going to be a blast. A lot of good food and drink.
And tasty. Okay, so we're going to completely switch to a very...
This is a tough...
How do I segue
transition,
this?
Transition, so good luck to you.
I'm not going to... So Food and Wine was fun, but I guess going back to... You were more subdued because you were dealing with some issues with Lennon that I believe started around maybe that day that we taped your dog.
Yeah, for people who don't know, Lennon is my 14-year-old. Our 14-year-old dog, he was a mutt, very, very cute. Carissa had met him, just a sweet, sweet boy. And he had always had a little... We knew he was going to have arthritic problems because he's a short-legged dog, kind of the body of a corgi, if you know what that breed looks like. And so we always knew there might be a day where he would be unable to move around easily. And sadly, a couple of weeks ago, he was unable to get up anymore. He could not stand. And initially, we could get him to his feet and he could walk around a little bit, but it progressively got worse. And sadly, yesterday, as we're taping, we had to say. Damn, I thought I'd get through it.
You don't have to.
We had to say goodbye to our boy. Oh. And we've had him 14 years. He was approaching 15, as best we know. He was found running down the middle of the street in Winter Garden and just ended up at the Winter Garden Animal Hospital. And my wife, who was running a pet rescue at that time, was over there picking up something for a foster dog or something. And we had never really wanted a puppy because I don't know if you know this about puppies, but they can be an enormous pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And they are very difficult to deal with when you have a working lifestyle that causes you to be in and out a lot. But he was just adorable. We had lost our dog sometime before that, a little less than a year before that. Our second dog we had, we always had two. And so he just became part of the family and was just just literally a perfect animal over the last 14 years. So saying goodbye to him was tough,
yeah.
But it's that thing, Carissa, and I know you've been through this as well. And I want to shout out to the to Lap of Love, which is the veterinarians that will come to your home. Because one of the things for us is to not stress our animal in those last moments, and none of our animals wag their tail when they go to the veterinarians.
Yeah.
So taking them would be stressful. But so we were able to do it out in our backyard under a tree, where I used to see him chasing butterflies when he was a puppy. So that was, you know, apropos of where it should be. And in any case, we were able to say goodbye in the best possible way to our boy. And it's just weird when you have this ubiquitous presence in your home that's no longer there. And where it struck me the most, because what I was going to say earlier, I lost my train of thought, but there was a relief that he was no longer in pain because he was confused that he couldn't stand up. And mentally, he was generally all there. Though we did have to medicate him a bit because he was in a bit of pain as well. And for those of you listening going, oh my gosh, well, maybe they could have done something. We had x-rays too. There was a mass in his intestines. There were things going on that you deal with a 14, 15 year old dog. But the first thing that struck me about how odd it is he used to sleep on the bed on the floor next to the bed on my side of the bed. And then sometimes when he was younger, he would come up on the bed. He'd whine for me to put him up on the bed. But lately, as he's gotten older, jumping down from the bed became a pain. So, and he couldn't jump up on it anymore. So he would lay there, and when I would wake up in the middle of the night, because I'm a man of a certain age to have to use the restroom, I'd have to navigate stepping down because he would be right where I would step. And I did that last night, and he
Oh,
wasn't there.
that's the hardest. You just they're such a part of the fabric of your life, you know. And with when you have kids, kids are going to move and they're going to go on, and you know what I mean. But like
You
your
talk to
animals
them
are
about that.
always, yeah. But your animals are always going to they're always with you. It's always this very calming, very present. And I just remember when we lost our cat. It's like I thought I would see her in the closet where she always was, and that was always the hardest moment. Where then you have to remember all over again that they're
Yeah.
not
But I
there.
will always be of the adage, don't be sad it's over,
Yeah.
be
Oh,
happy
for
that
sure.
it happened.
Oh, for
And
sure.
we gave him, he almost died when we got him as a puppy. Of course, we didn't know anything about him. He was just running around. He almost died of parvo. He had parvo like 2 days into us taking him. We realized he was ill and he almost died. And, you know, if we hadn't been there, he probably
Yeah.
would have died of that parvo. And so we gave him, he gave us 14
Yeah.
gloriously wonderful years. And he was Jody's, she'll hate for me for saying this, but he was Jody's favorite. So it was a struggle for us. And I was actually out of the house working in an event for a few days. So she got to see kind of the rapid decline. So for her,
Yeah.
again, as sad as it is, and I will be sad and there'll be a piece of my heart missing forever, such a relief to know this wonderful soul that was in our house is no longer in pain and confused as he was. So don't mind talking about it. Sorry
Yeah.
that
No,
that it gets me
I mean, most
emotional.
people. I have
But
a question. How, what is Emmy Lou doing? Like, how is, you know,
she
'cause with
is,
other
if you
animals.
notice, I have the door open to the
Yeah,
office,
and you don't usually.
which I normally don't, and that's because she's laying down behind me, our pit bull Emmy Lou,
Oh.
who is 7 going on 8, and we've had her for about 5 years. And if I get those numbers wrong, Jody's going to yell at me when she listens to this. But Lennon had always been here, and they were the best of friends. And she is, you can tell
Yeah.
she's a little more subdued. She had been great. Jody said when I wasn't here, she knew something was wrong with Lennon. And then yesterday, after we said goodbye, and he had transitioned, we brought her out. And animals are, you know,
Oh.
they are who they are. And she went over and she sniffed, and then she went on about her business in the yard. So that was, I want to give them that moment. The
Yeah.
interesting thing, you know, you brought up because we have cats as
Yeah.
well. And our black cat, Joe Strummer, who you met, who's just a doll,
Oh, yeah.
every time we've had to go through this transition with an animal, and this is the 8th animal that we've said goodbye to, and 7 of them, 6 of them were in this way. One of them just passed away of old age while we were sitting with her, and we knew she was going. And I had an older cat that sadly fell into the pool after having a stroke, and so that way. But Joe Strummer sits out on the wall of our pool area, which we are just outside of that, and watches the whole thing, and has done this about the 4th time that he's done that. So I you
So
know, you read too
interesting.
much into animal
Yeah.
behavior. But he's not the kind of cat to go out there and watch you when you're doing stuff in the yard. But he was interested in that. And
Oh, wow.
our cats and dogs generally get along. So hopefully that was a little bit of closure for him as well.
Yeah,
So the
for
closure
sure.
for us will never all be there. But I am so glad that he had about 10 days from when he first couldn't get up until we had to say goodbye. And hopefully those 10 days weren't too bad for him. We did everything we could
Yeah.
to keep him as comfortable as possible. So to my good boy, the bestest boy, Lennon, your presence will be missed.
Yes. And so, well, thank you. I know I made you talk about it, but I think it's just people, our lives are just
I
like
don't mind
everybody
talking
else's,
about
right?
it.
I
I don't
know.
mind talking about it. And people, be there when your animal, when this happens, be there with them.
Yeah.
Because all Lennon knew was he was eating ice cream and peanut butter, and mommy and daddy were talking about how much they loved him. And then he was no longer in pain
Yeah.
or confused.
And
And
doing that
that's
at
what's
home is
important.
just, we were able to do that with our cat, and it's just so much better than like you said.
So. Don't just drop them off at the vets where they're going to be stressed and it's people that they don't know. Please, I beg of you. It's less about you than you think it is right then. Make it about them and put them in the most
comfortable
position.
And you and
Jody
are just the best animal owners in the world. And I'm
edging. I want to come back as an animal in my house, for God's sake. It would make it much better than being a human being in my house, because I'm always criticized and I got stuff to do. Our animals eat better than we do.
What is the thing you said to me at Wine and Dine? That much? Or like, is that about your serving sizes, the comments? What was the comment about that Jody's been making about your serving size of food?
Oh, yeah. I cashews. I love to eat cashews, and I'm getting this. That's an awful large bowl of cashews. I'm like, to you. I don't do that to you.
No one does. You don't do that to the animals. No one does that to the animals.
Not at all.
Either.
Not at all. No, I am not the disciplinarian of the animal parents at all.
All right. Well, let's talk about, let's go back to alcohol. So we've decided we're doing a virtual happy hour for our supporters. Yeah. Very loose term. What should we do? What does that entail? This is just us spitballing it.
I guess, you know, we're just going to, if people want to pop on with us here and ask some questions, we'll just chat about things. Maybe all have a libation with us when we're doing it.
Well, but that's the
point.
I think that's,
talk about what your go-to. What's your go-to drink when you know, if you're toasting yourself, if you're one of those folks who's toasting yourself, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, what's your go-to when you get to the finish line?
Should there be like a drinking game at some point? Like every time one of us says, you...
you're going to be really, really... you know, it's funny because the event I worked with some friends and their daughter who's in her 20s and she's a PA, soon-to-be director out in Los Angeles, and just great. We got on that conversation of what the drinking games are when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And she was telling me, because the song Thunderstruck by AC/DC came on, that there is a Thunderstruck drinking game where when it says Thunderstruck in the song, you then have to consistently drink until it says Thunderstruck again. So that could be a little bit challenging. So perhaps there'll be a drinking game. We haven't figured that out.
You drink, don't drink. It's a social hour. Maybe we should call it a social happy hour. So sign up for Patreon. It's in the show notes to join us for that on October 3rd. One of more to come.
All right, switching from the sublime to possibly the ridiculous. How's your marathon training going, Carissa?
Ah, ha, 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 ha. I do think, and this is not me, this is not an excuse, somewhere in the past where I had that really challenging month where everything felt really challenging, I'm thinking I got COVID at some point in that because I had run the Magic Mile and it was like 7:02 and I was really excited by that. I've been trying to do speed work and I can't run an 800 faster than 820 right now. Like I can't breathe. And I know that's something that happens with COVID. I was never, I was, you know, had a stuffy nose, had a headache, but never was actually sick. But I felt exhausted for days. You know what I mean? I had a lot of, so I'm wondering, did I get this or because it's not.
Well, also we've had a lot of, rain and that kind of sometimes churns up different, different issues for allergies. And even you may not be specifically allergic to things, but it changes the composition of what's in the air. And we have had a very wet summer.
Yeah,
here.
We have. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's not helpful.
Like physically, I'm like, wow, that's weird because I shouldn't have declined that quickly. And then it also brings up the question where you're like, well, if I'm not feeling good, do I go ahead and keep going or is that going to make me worse? Blah, 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 blah. So I'm supposed to do a 23 miler. We're taping this. I'm supposed to do a 23 miler on Sunday. I think I've been able to get through the longer slow runs. The speed work hasn't been there and it's not there. So I'm still plugging along. I'm, as most of us probably are at some point in a marathon training cycle, a little bit bummed that life happens. You can't expect life not to happen in 6 months. You're going to get sick. You're going to have things happen. So I'm going to finish. Going to be there. I just was really hoping for like, and there's still time. I just am kind of bummed out about my body right now.
Yeah, well, and it's why we ask everybody, the common question is, how do you motivate yourself when you hit one of those? And I know you're very self-motivating that way. I'm going to tell everybody, this is not me being snarky, because you wrote this question for me to ask you. Why do you put yourself through this? Why?
Because I wanted to do the marathon because I wanted to do a hard thing and I wanted to be proud of it. And I guess that's still what I'm doing. I think a lot of us distance runners, and I don't know if you will be this way should you do another race, is you're like, well, no, but I want to do it faster too. Like, I think I can be faster. And part of it was to prove to myself I wanted a faster marathon PR, right? Sure. But I think at this point, it's just to prove to myself to finish, to do hard things. And I've said this before, I can't stand up on stage in front of everybody and be like, you get to do this, and then I'm, you know, not. So I'm in the position that a lot of us find ourselves in. It's not going great. I'm going to keep going.
All right. And remind everybody, as we record this, it's September 20th. When is your marathon?
December 1st, Space Coast Marathon. So I have a 23 miler that I will do on Sunday. It's just, John, it's so, I don't want to curse on the podcast, so I won't, but so effing hot here. Like, what are you supposed to do? It's so GD hot.
It's bad.
I can't do 23 miles on a treadmill. And unfortunately, we don't have a treadmill in our home. That's our choice. We have had many companies offer us treadmills. We don't want to put one in our home.
Ooh, well, throw one my way.
We just don't have the, like, it's just we don't have space for it because the kids, you know, we're yeah. a kid-friendly house.
I have plenty of space again, you know.
Okay, John Pelkey would like a treadmill. So, yeah, going to figure out how to get that done. Right. I'll get it done. I'll be at the start line, and we'll see from there.
My only downside to all this is I will not be able to be at the finish line interviewing you seconds after finishing, because for both you and I, we're kind of sadistic that way. That's kind of a
fun game we play. Yeah, somebody. You will not be. Well, I had, you know, another part that spurred this was I had said to Mark Furrer, our director, like, can I run marathon? Like, please, there's five of us. Can I run them? I want to just experience what it's like at Disney.
Yeah.
And should he come back like he always does 2 weeks before the race and say yes? Well, I couldn't do a marathon if I wasn't actually trained. So this was my weird thinking way of like, well, I'll have run one. And then if he says I can, I actually can.
Okay.
Because I want to experience that. I've experienced every race distance, but the marathon at Disney.
Yeah.
You got to run a 10. I mean, we're not going to let anyone else run. Now this is just you and I. We can't just allow everyone to get
off. I think that's true. I think that's true. Well, fingers crossed that maybe that'll happen for you, despite the fact that we'll add to my workload at the finish line. Though you're quick enough. If I were to have to do it, I would be unavailable throughout the entire race and would finish with the balloon lady.
And to be honest, the reason why it's more likely a no than a yes is because I would have to, the starting the waves is the more important part from our point of view. Like at the finish line, there's more of us. So, and I don't know if I'd want to start at the end of the race, to be honest.
Yeah.
But maybe that would be even more interesting, or it will never happen. And I just think it'd be cool to run through all just to see it. What is us? I made fun of Osceola Park, you know, in Mike's podcast, Osceola Parkway. Maybe it is that bad. Maybe it is that terrible, folks.
Well, stay tuned, everyone. Yeah. What will happen first? Carissa running the marathon or Johnny coming up with another history moment here on the podcast? Could go either way.
All right. Speaking of something going your way, why is this not a travel podcast? I mean, Sarah Akers is our great sponsor and she helps book people's vacations. Where are you going now? You have two more big things on the agenda.
I do. I'll be flying to Cancun on Sunday.
Like when I'm running 20 this Sunday or the Sunday after?
This Sunday.
So I'll be running 23 miles in 90 degree heat and you will be being paid to go to Cancun.
I'll be on a JetBlue flight to Cancun. I'm doing a corporate 5K for a big convention down there.
Huge.
On Monday.
Biggest convention there's
ever
been.
And then I'm actually, I was scheduled to fly back the next day. They've actually added a day, a non-working day to me, so that I can just enjoy an extra day at the event. I have said to the company that I'm working for, listen, if you add this day and you have something that you need for me to do just to help out, you know, for whatever, for the convention, I will certainly do that. But otherwise, I'm just going to be enjoying it. And I've never been to Mexico. And we're going to be going for the next Disney Vacation Club members cruise, should they use Mark Ferrer and I again for that. But I'm going to get to actually stamp my passport a little earlier than that. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, and it's a really easy flight. I've been on that JetBlue flight to Cancun years ago. It's a really easy flight.
And you get to go to the new terminal at OIA.
Oh, I've been there once.
Is all JetBlue and then international flights.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a better experience than the other two terminals at the airport.
But
so.
Not parking. Parking, still.
No. But I get to expense out the Uber, so I don't have to worry about that.
That's nice. See, but the problem with the Uber for me is that sometimes I take a long time to get there. There's the traffic and then I just want to go. So that's a lot of why I don't like Ubering.
Well, I'm going to make the Uber work because I already asked my wife if she'd drive me to the airport and she said no.
Oh, there you go. But one more travel for you to shout out. You're going on another cruise that you're not paying for. How come I have to pay? I just paid my final payment on my Christmas Disney cruise.
Well, if it offered up one of those treadmills, maybe things would go your way. A little karma would have worked out for you. Yeah, the Disney Day Drinkers. I'll be going on the D3 cruise the Monday following Princess. I'm going to go down there and I'll be, we'll just be having some fun with those folks, doing a little Q&A. Going to take along a little merchandise from both the Pelkey Running Club and 321 Go the podcast, and maybe throw a few trivia questions to those veterans.
History see if they, trivia questions?
Know some. What's that?
History trivia questions. So now we have to go on a cruise to see you do a history lesson. Is that the thing about this? You're freezing?
Yeah, well, I may throw a few history questions in, but we're going to try to keep it to sort of run Disney or 321 Go podcast stuff. But,
very cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Shout out to those folks now producing their second beer. They have their Binnie's Brew, which is a wonderful lager, which you can find around Disney property at a number of places and here in Central Florida, as well as other places throughout the country. And they have a pumpkin beer that I've tasted as well. And Johnny's very, very picky about his pumpkin flavored. This is a good one.
Maybe
so,
they
want
to send us some brews for the happy hour. Just for
I've got some Binnie's brews right in, some D3 Binnie's brew in my refrigerator.
Pumpkin.
So I'll break that open for the happy hour.
All right. Well, it was good to catch up. I'm glad that I'm not glad about Lennon, obviously, but I'm glad that we got to catch up. I'm glad we're getting close to Wine and Dine season. I'm glad you're enjoying college football. I'm not going to talk about Florida State because last time we did that went horribly.
Well, I'm not going to talk about Florida either. So we have you and I have
and
nothing
we're not going
to talk
about Miami because
only Riley Claremont can come on this podcast.
We don't
talk
about
Miami.
Go Chargers. That's where I am.
All right. Go Commanders. That's where I am. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Before we wrap up, we want to give a special shout out to our friend Sarah Akers with Runs on Magic. Now, Sarah is a passionate Run Disney enthusiast. She loves nothing more than helping you plan those magical Run Disney weekends. But with her expertise, the possibilities are endless. Whether you're dreaming of a honeymoon escape, an all-inclusive girls trip, a boys trip to Las Vegas, a family cruise, international adventure, whatever it is, Sarah is here to make it happen. Best part? Her travel planning services are completely complimentary. Sarah creates personalized itineraries and specializes in Run Disney, Universal, and cruise vacations. And for our listeners, she's offering a special promo. Use the code 321GO when requesting your vacation quote, and you could receive up to a $200 Disney gift card or booking credit, depending on your destination. You can connect with Sarah on Instagram at RunsOnMagic for the latest offers and more, or reach out to her directly at runsonmagictravel@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Sarah, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you soon.